e por agradecer a vossa presença. É óbvio que...
Good morning, everyone. We will be starting in a few minutes because there are still some internet issues, but what is important right now is to make sure that this meeting is held before the plenary session that will take place on December the 3rd and 4th in Brussels. So we will adopt the draft agenda, which is item one. If there are no objections, I will consider then our draft agenda adopted.
No.
So, since there are no objections, I'll go on to item two, which is the chair's announcement. Our committee is chaired by Portugal, and its vice president is the European Parliament via Agnes Evren, or Julia, via Mr. Rachid Achouda, and Tunisia, which hasn't yet appointed a parliamentary since its parliament is suspended. As president of the Committee on Energy, Environment, and Water, the Parliamentary Assembly Union for the Mediterranean, I've developed several contacts and actions over the month. On the 21st of September, I participated at a meeting organized by the Mediterranean Information Office for Environment, Culture, and Sustainable Development, ISCM, on climate change, the challenges quickly growing in the Mediterranean. On October the 6th, I also participated at a meeting via video conference with Professor Michael Scholes. Professor Michael Scholes is the president or chair of the Mediterranean Information Office for Environment, Culture, and Sustainable Development, and also Global Partnership of Mediterranean Water, GPMED, and also represent the Circle of Parliamentary for Sustainable Development, COMSIL, which combined 93 parliamentarians and former parliamentarians from most Mediterranean countries. So this meeting came about the different participation that I had as chair of this committee in different events, and we discussed many questions like on climate change, renewables, and energy transition in the Mediterranean. Vital subjects of this mandate, which is ours, of the Committee on Energy, Environment, and Water, the Parliamentary Assembly Union for the Mediterranean. On October 6th, another meeting was held via video conference, hybrid, that is, with Vice President, Vice Chairs of the European Parliament, and Rachid Achouda from Algeria, to discuss the activity plan of this committee for 2020-2022. On October 8th and 9th, also participated, representing the Parliamentary Assembly Union for the Mediterranean, the PRECOP meeting, PRECOP 26 meeting, co-organized by the Interparliamentary Union and the Italian Parliament. And now, on the activity plan for 2020-2022, the themes that were presented as priorities, the priority themes were on climate change, renewables, and energy efficiency, pollution in the Mediterranean region, and the effect of the refugee crisis in the water energy infrastructures of the host countries. In this context, the activities of our committee were developed around climate changes, policies mitigating climate change, that is, combating the environment factors, sustainable development, climate, renewables, and energy efficiency, that is, the sustainable development policies, water resources, the effect of the refugee crisis in the water, energy infrastructures, and recovery strategies post-COVID-19. Co-op, the model based on fighting climate change, recovering from the health and social crisis. There is the intention of involving in our activities stakeholders, relevant stakeholders, and other inter-parliamentary organizations, civil societies, and informal structures such as COPSU, NIU, and others which I referred to, GWP. And these were the information I want. This is the information that I wanted to provide as chair of this committee. And without further ado, I will pass on to item 3 of this meeting, which will present our presentation of the draft recommendation and a first exchange of view among others. We all know that the Mediterranean region, our countries, have been quite affected by climate change, and this draft recommendation which we prepared and was distributed by email are extremely relevant. The date limit to send any amendment that you might have to this draft recommendation is next Wednesday, November 24th. Alterations shouldn't be sent according to rules and different procedures of this parliament. And the final text with amendments will be distributed to all members of our committee until the end of November. The meeting in Brussels on December the 3rd will take place between 10:30 and 12:30 Brussels time, and we'll finalize the draft recommendation and adopt a common text to be approved at the plenary session on the next day, which is the 4th of December. This meeting will take place in the European Parliament with interpretation into different languages, but also with a remote connection to our different participants, which seek to use remote participation. I will opt to participate remotely. Without further ado, and not having to add much more, and the draft recommendation was distributed to all, so I will open the floor so that we can hear your views, and I will pass the floor that the Vice President Agnes will have to leave at 11 a.m. So I will give her the floor now. Thank you.
Bonjour à tous. Merci infiniment, Monsieur le Président, de nous avoir présenté.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for presenting these different elements. I'm very pleased to be able to discuss with you the draft recommendation on the fight against climate change. I would like to say that we don't have much time to work on this draft recommendation that is upstream of this meeting. The draft recommendation submitted is a solid basis, and I'd like to thank you, Chair, for your work and cooperation, which has been essential on the subject. While COP26 at Glasgow has finalized, I endorse the point 2 of the draft recommendation, that is, we affirm our commitment to respect the Paris Agreement. And I also share what is written in the text on the importance of the blue economy, protection of biodiversity, diversification of energy, supporting the farmers, and the need to preserve this partnership, Euro-Mediterranean partnership. About it, I also think should be mentioned the new agenda for the Mediterranean published by the European Commission on February the 9th, 2021, constituting an opportune framework to strengthen cooperation between countries of these of the two shores. So I'd like to enhance cooperation in urban planning, circular economy, and sustainable mobility to avoid the pollution of cities and also on promoting renewable energies. And again, I think that reducing greenhouse effect and consumption of building energy will allow us to fight climate change and to support different industrial sectors. These are the elements that I wanted to share with you after the presentation of your draft of the draft recommendation. Thank you.
Muito obrigado, senhora vice-presidente.
Thank you, Vice Chair. I'd like to thank everyone that would like to speak. I'd like to ask everyone to raise their hand or to let us know that you wish to speak at this meeting.
Dou então a palavra ao senhor deputado da Croácia, Marko Pavic.
Thank you very much, Chair, and I welcome everybody on this meeting. We are in the time when recent IPCC report states that we are unequivocally responsible for global warming. Mediterranean area is especially vulnerable as we have sea level rise and we have more extremes in future like droughts and floods. Personally, I have started my career as climate scientist. I've been to Antarctica and seen the devastating effects of 2 degrees warming on Antarctic Peninsula. And I have investigated carbon transports in North Atlantic and heat fluxes in Mediterranean. This is why we need to act to preserve Mediterranean as we know. We seen that the recent conclusion of the COP26 conference, I was also there as a member of Interparliamentary Union meeting. I'm modestly optimistic because at COP26 we managed to achieve zero carbon pledge by all major contributors. China, India, States, US, and all of the major contributors. We still, that's why the modesty, we still need to work on carbon pledge and incorporation of those promises into action, especially on the coal part. EU27 is responsible for 8 to 9% of carbon emissions. China, India, States are responsible for 50%. EU has brought stimulus package of 1,800 billion euros by 2030, where 40% will go to climate change. We have ambitious plan Fit for 55 to reduce CO2 emissions by 55% by 2030. Croatia will contribute that with 45% reduction by 2030. We are leaving coal by 2033, as our Prime Minister announced, Plenković announced at COP, and 30% of Adriatic Sea under our jurisdiction will be protected. I remind that 90% of excess heat is absorbed by the ocean, as well as 25% of the carbon. That's why we have to be responsible to the Mediterranean area, and we need to act now, and that's why Croatia very much supports the agenda of this meeting and as well as joint declaration. Thank you very much.
Muito obrigado, senhor deputado. Tenho também a informação.
Thank you so much. According to the information I've received, the parliamentary from Poland would like to take the floor. Poland.
Ms. Rowe, can you hear me?
Perfeitamente.
Yes, we can hear loud and clear.
So, thank you, all of your colleagues. Of course, I support in general the document, but I have one strong wish and one strong recommendation towards it. There is not even one word about nuclear energy. And without supporting nuclear energy, without supporting that sort of industry, we are unable to fight with the climate change. From our perspective, Polish people perspective, Polish political class, it's very obvious. So till the next Wednesday, be sure that I'll send you some amendments towards putting also inside the document some aspects of supporting the nuclear power stations, nuclear industry. Thank you very much.
Muito obrigado, Sr. Deputado.
Thank you. For the time being, I see no further requests for the floor, so I would like to invite all those who would like to take the floor to announce to us that they are asking for the floor. And now I will give the floor to the Parliamentary of Algeria.
Merci, Monsieur le Président.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you very much. Dear colleagues, first of all, I'd like to thank the chair of this committee for organizing this meeting, and also for the efforts made regarding this assembly. I'd like to congratulate the presentation of the draft recognition, mentioning some challenges that our Mediterranean region addresses, in particular about climate change. The climate change issue represents a world priority. Can you hear me? Is asking the parliamentarian from Algeria. Can you hear me? Yes, we can hear you. Yes, we have a problem with the Portuguese interpretation, but we can hear you. Fine, no worries. Yes, we can hear you. Yes, we can hear you. So again, as I was saying, let me go back to what I was saying. The climate change issues represents a worldwide priority. And this is important to be able to discuss. That is, we need the adequate means and mechanisms to address and to examine world action so that we can preserve land. Climate regulation not only has multiplying effects on different aspects, especially in the Mediterranean Africa, but also is worsens the tensions between insecurity and migratory flows. About this aspect, most developing countries, and my country refutes any historical factor concerning climate change and a world wage of the greenhouse effects. And that's why Algeria is supporting actions and different approach by guaranteeing the balances of interest between all countries part of the Paris Agreement signed in 2015. Also in favor of a climate scheme that is universal, promoting equity, and also showing the efforts made by the international community. So I propose to add a sentence to item 2 of the draft recommendation so that it's only with a greater international commitment as well as approaches guaranteeing the balance of interests of those countries that signed the Paris Agreement in 2015. We will be conveying this to you by writing on the 24th this sentence, and it will be positive to leave it, limit this and the many challenges that the Mediterranean addresses, such as the excess heat waves, water scarcity, drought, desertification, land and food shortages due to the reduction of viable agricultural land. Thank you. So what is, again, very important at that level to tackle the challenges that we are facing in the Mediterranean?
Muito obrigado, Senhor Vice.
Thank you so much, Deputy Chair. For the time being, I see no further requests for the floor. And I would like to invite all those who would like to take the floor to announce that by raising your hand or making it known to us via the Zoom. Since there are no further requests for the floor, I would like to thank all those that have taken the floor so far. You will receive an email from our services asking you to submit the amendments until the 24th, next Wednesday. Now, on item 4, we have any other business, and since there are no any other business, let's continue with item 5, date and place of next meeting. As I've mentioned before, it will take place in Brussels, and it will be in presence and also remote on the 3rd of December, so it will be a hybrid meeting. I would like to invite you to send your amendments again until the 24th of November. Again, thank you so much for attending this meeting. And I would like to thank you for your valuable contributions for our draft recommendation. Thank you so much.
Dear colleagues, can you confirm the meeting has finished so that we can leave, our MPs can leave?
Yes, the meeting is...
Sayın vekillerim, toplantı bitti mi diye sordum, ayrılalım mı diye sordum, cevap bekliyorum.
It seems that in the charge, in the chat, there's a message saying that they're confirming that the meeting is over.